When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
God damn it.
It is hard to do the timing. I've never tried that
it's
before.
It's not that hard.
It's kind of hard.
No, it's a half a beat after the other.
This is my first time.
Welcome back. It's a Monday morning. You're hanging out at The Breaker. Brought just classic rock, 96.5 WCMF. What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
What's going on? So skinny, he's dying, buddy.
Browns won. I don't know what to do.
All right, good for you. We're going to actually talk about that in a little while. It is 54 degrees right now. It's about as high as we're going to get today, mid-50s, but it looks like it's going to rain all morning long. So if you are leaving the house right now, grab yourself a jacket. Keep yourself nice and dry. You doing okay over there?
Yeah, I don't know if my headphones are working.
Okay, that's probably not good. Did Terry break the headphones?
I don't know.
Terry comes in at
home. I hear it in one ear.
Okay, that's probably
fine. So
that's good.
All
right, so let's start off the show because we always like to celebrate local Rochester guys done good. Toronto Blue Jays last night forced Game 7. Ernie Clement, big ass. What was that?
I said, hell yeah.
Hell yeah, they do. Ernie Clement, Brighton native.
Yeah.
Huge triple last night, part of the rally. So tonight, Mariners, Blue Jays, winner take all to go to the World Series with Ernie Clement, who I believe is hitting over 600 in the playoffs.
Damn.
And, I mean, to bring him extra good luck, both Timmy and I in our Ernie Clement Jays jersey. Timmy, give him the back, Timmy.
Twinsies.
Back, Timmy. Yeah, we're doing it. You're not even on the camera, stupid. You got to move over. Keep going. Yeah, we're doing it. Okay. That being said.
That was a lot. That was a lot there.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm very excited for this.
It is exciting.
Kid's going to get paid. I say kid. He's like 29.
I know.
He had a late start, and he's going to get paid, and I couldn't be happier for him. Right?
Pretty awesome, yeah. Fun guy, actually.
I mean, he's got to be, like, the most successful athlete to come out of Rochester.
Roland Williams has a Super Bowl ring.
Okay. Yeah, all right,
yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
But I'd say career.
Recently. Yeah.
And he's probably going to have the highest career earnings. Isaiah Stewart just signed a pretty big contract.
Did he?
Right? A year and a half ago, it was like 100.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Basketball money is not real money. Thomas Bryant has a huge contract.
Also true. All right, so we'll move on. Let's talk about sports. We'll bring it back down to the amateur level.
Mm-hmm.
Again, Timmy, nobody can see your face, which I think is a benefit.
Yeah.
You can just turn the camera towards your head.
Yeah. I don't know how to do any of this. I'm on the radio. What are the cameras for?
You're barely on the radio. So, this weekend, you know, because my daughter plays travel hockey, every moment that I'm not here, I'm in a hockey
rink. You live in the rink.
So, she's got four games this weekend, all out in Fairport. They play two on Saturday. They do great. Good for them. Have a lot of fun. So, yesterday morning, we're out at the rink, and I notice she's not playing well.
Mm.
And she's playing differently. She's skating differently. And she'd been telling me that her hip hurts recently, but she's like, I'm fine. So I'm watching her skate in this early game, and I'm thinking, like, you know, she's just being lazy.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't want to skate. Stayed up late on her phone.
That's such a dad take.
What?
You're not buying into the injury. You just think she's being lazy.
Well, she hadn't mentioned in a little while that her hip was, like, hurting her to the point where, like, she couldn't play. Like, this wasn't a thing. What?
Oh, just saying, like, you're just doubting the kid.
All right, look. I know this is hard for you to understand. Because you don't have children.
Girl who also played sports.
You barely played sports.
I played sports.
You barely played. You have admitted on the air several times.
I didn't say I was good. No, I said I played.
I get it, but you said you were looking for any reason to get out of having to play sports.
Well, that's fair, but that's why I give your daughter credit, because she doesn't seem like she's that person.
Okay.
Trust me, I know lazy.
All right, so that being said, she does not play well in the first game. And, you know, look, it is every once in a while, it is on dad to motivate child, right? And I'm a pretty good, I like to think, a sports psychologist.
It doesn't every dad.
Well, what?
I'm just saying, like, you're giving yourself a lot of credit.
I'm pretty good at motivating. I've seen it in
the past.
Would
you have listened to your dad?
Well, my dad's not as cool as I am.
Yeah. Timmy,
would
you have listened to your dad?
Absolutely not.
Exactly.
So the first game ends, and she comes out of the room, and you know, I give her a hug, and hey, you know, did you have fun out there? You know, da da da. So I go, we take a walk outside, and I go, come talk to me. I go, you hurt? She goes, yeah, my hip hurts. I go, all right. So here's my thought.
Mm-hmm.
She's tough. Kid never lays on the ice for anything. The only time she didn't get up was because she broke her collarbone. So, okay. So I go, listen. I go, if you're hurt, you can't go. If you're hurt, you're hurting your teammates, you're hurting yourself, you can't go. You got to sit the second one out. And my thought process behind this was she's going to hear that and get fired up and mad at me, and she's going to go out there and in this second
opposite.
Game, just blow the competition away. And I go, if you can't skate, you can't go. You know, you're hurt, obviously. I'm watching you skate. You're obviously hurt. You know, it can't be a lazy thing, right? No. You're obviously hurt. So probably shouldn't play the second game. So we got 2 hours between games. I go up with my wife into the bar at the Rochester Ice Center. Best wings in town for my money. I'm enjoying my chicken wings.
Mm-hmm.
And about 20 minutes before the game starts, she goes, yeah, I'm hurt. I'm not going to play in the second game.
I love how she's doing what you told her to do.
No, that's what I wasn't actually trying to tell her to do.
But she listened to you.
No,
according to you, she listens to you. You're a great motivator. So why wouldn't she listen to you now?
No, because I wasn't actually telling her not to play. I was using reverse psychology.
Yeah, didn't work, Dad.
To get her performance better.
Coach Dad.
So now
what do you say, though? Because she's just doing what you told her to do.
Well, here's the thing. She got a hip flexor, right? And I get that people that have hip flexors, you know how painful those things can be. Luckily, one of the moms on the hockey team is a physical therapist. She's a PT, right? So, like, she's like, all right, she's pulling her aside, and she goes, this is what the matter is. This is what you have to do. In 20 minutes, you can stretch out and be good to go. And my daughter, for some reason, has already decided she's not going to play. So she's like, no. And I'm like,
Well, she already made the decision in her head.
So I go, listen. They got practice tonight. I go, just see if you can go in this game. And then if you can't, you know, you can take a rest tomorrow. Like, obviously, you take a couple days off. We'll figure all this stuff out. And she goes, yeah, I'll see how I feel. She goes downstairs. My mom drives out to Fairport to surprise her to see her game. Then my dad shows up.
And grandpa.
Out of nowhere to surprise her. She didn't play. Both of my parents drove all the way out to Fairport from the other side of town.
I am a little surprised that didn't get her out on the ice.
Well, it was
at
too late.
At least to give it a go.
It was too late. She was already standing on the bench with helmet on.
Maybe next time.
Yeah, maybe next time. Hey, thank you. And, like, here's the thing. I could tell, like, credit to my parents. Like, they were cool about it, whatever. Yeah. But, like, I would have been out of my mind pissed had I drove 35 minutes to go watch my family member stand
sit in
there.
An ice rink.
And you're watching other people's kids play hockey. Like, I enjoy it because my daughter's a part of the team, but that can't be any kind of fun for my parents. So I don't know. Like, I don't know how I'm supposed to feel about what happened.
Well, that's kind of on them for surprising you guys, right?
Well, like, they wanted
to. I mean, like, there's always the chance that either the game's not happening or something. You know, some scheduling thing happens.
Well, I also didn't.
I'm surprised they didn't give you a heads up.
I also didn't find out until 20 minutes before the game she wasn't planning on playing in the game. I don't know. And here's the worst part: they got beat 5-1 in the first game. They won 6-1 in the second game. So she Wally pipped herself, right? Like, you took yourself out of the lineup. Team played awesome. How you explain that? Huh? How about that?
Did she feel bad about it?
I don't know. I didn't.
Like, did it bug her?
I felt like I had already said too much, so I kind of just let it lie after the game. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because you realize if it did bother her, it's your fault.
Well,
my dad told me to sit out.
No, I didn't tell her to sit out.
You kind of did.
No, I said, if you think you can't go, don't go.
You kind of encouraged it.
Okay.
It's all your fault.
No, I shut.
It's all your fault. It's all your fault.
Will you be the kids of RIT this weekend?
Yes.
It is on moms and dads to be the sports psychologist for their kid when they see their kid not performing to how they know their kid can play. You disagree with that?
I think you can try. You should try to do that. I don't know how many parents are actually good at that.
You know your kid.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah, but it doesn't mean you're doing the right thing for your kid.
Just because you
don't... Like, think of the amount of sports parents you know. What percentage of sports parents, in your experience, would you say gave their kids good advice?
All of them.
All of them.
All of the sports.
All
parents.
Of the sports. They were very well-adjusted human beings, I hear.
For math purposes, that's 100%.
Thank you, Timmy. No, I mean, but like, good advice is subjective. Like, what is good advice?
I mean, I think good advice would be telling your daughter to consult the coach, other players. I mean, like,
well, but the coach isn't a doctor. You know who is a
doctor?
No,
but I think, fair, but she doesn't even ask her mom, does she?
No, that's just it. That's the other thing. Like, hey, your mom went to medical school. Maybe have a discussion with your
mother. Did your wife jump in? Like, does she feel the need to do what you did and
No, my wife
and get involved?
This is my department.
Okay, even though she's a doctor.
Well, I mean, I don't think my wife was concerned that, like, something was, like, legitimately wrong. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, you're the one telling her to go to her mom.
Would you have played?
Timmy, please. I'm crawling, fingernails in dirt.
I'm with you.
To get onto that ice. Yeah, I don't know. It must have really hurt. Or she just didn't feel like playing. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, knowing yourself, I mean, she did the smart thing. If she was hurt, if she wasn't feeling 100%, she did the smart thing.
Okay,
the thing,
Kimmy,
that they tell you to do.
Soft Kimmy over here. I'm going to go, "So, we did the smart thing. Oh, no. I took a sick day."
Think of the injuries that you've had playing. Not even high school sports, rec league sports.
Timmy's the guy to talk to about
were
that.
Were any of them worth it?
In the moment,
I'm asking
absolutely.
The wrong person.
Yeah, like,
in the moment, it's all worth it.
Timmy's played with worst injuries ever in the lowest league of men's beer league you can possibly play in. Like, it's pathetic.
Like, if you
with
ask your
respect,
daughter,
you.
If she pushed through that and it just becomes a nagging injury over time, if you ask your daughter when she's 30 years old, was it worth pushing through that injury? I wonder what she'd say.
This
lasting hip injury that I now have to have surgery on at 30.
Yeah, but here's the thing. You don't have to have surgery at 30, but did you beat the Rome girls hockey team?
That's right. Yeah, we won.
Thank
it's
you.
Worth it.
At 2:15 at the Rochester Ice Center on October 2019? No, you didn't. No, you weren't a part
Rome
of that.
Rome has a hockey team?
Yeah.
I guess so.
This is that was the fourth game we've played against Rome this year. And by the way, every hockey dad from Rome looks like a hockey dad from Rome. I didn't know they made so much,
much
camo
different.
Hockey stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Kimmy, I'm telling you, man. Right. Like, they all have these monster beards, and they're wearing, like, you know, Bauer CCM t-shirts, but they're camo for some reason.
They look like they live on a mountain somewhere.
Yes, I'm going hunting, but I'm bringing a hockey stick.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
can't tell you're one of these people just by looking. But once you do something to reveal how unique you are, someone is going to bring it up. And it's like they've seen a leprechaun, because there are always questions if they didn't know this about you. And it does feel like if you are one of these people, you are being judged. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So this discussion starts with the Dolphins-Browns game yesterday. If you didn't see, the Browns blew out the Dolphins. Was it 31-6?
Yes, it was.
Tua Tagovailoa, Dolphins quarterback, benched. Mike McDaniel, he should lose his job at any moment.
I'm thinking he gets fired at some point during this show.
Okay, so but that's not what we're going to talk about, because that game yesterday made NFL history.
Why is that?
Kimmy, it was the first left-handed versus left-handed NFL quarterback matchup in the NFL since 2006.
Who were the two in 2006?
Don't know.
Oh.
Probably Vic and Brunel, I were to guess.
What about Drew Brees? He was a lefty, wasn't he?
He was not.
Shut up, Tim.
Okay.
Timmy, fill it out of the board while Tommy is on visiting family with his wife, Kimmy, in the big girl chair today. Either of you guys left-handed?
Nope.
I am.
Timmy is left-handed. Okay.
That's why he knows.
Okay.
So, is there an advantage to being a left-handed quarterback?
No, actually, it's a disadvantage.
That's from
me. Oh, really? Yeah.
That's why there has not been a lefty-on-lefty quarterback matchup since 2006. But getting away from quarterbacks, so, Timmy, you are left-handed.
Yep.
You write left-handed?
I do.
Okay.
Poorly.
All right. So, I throw left-handed. I used to be able to write with both hands.
Really?
Yes.
Used to.
Well,
I lost that skill.
Well, people kind of told, like, I
you would get used to one way.
Well, I kind of got pushed into writing with my right hand.
Oh.
By, like, outside forces. Because Timmy, for some reason, every time somebody meets a left-handed person, they have to talk about how
why is there an instant bond? It's like you guys are long-lost twins or something.
Yeah, it's a really confusing trait that I guess I personally don't bring it up, but every time that I'm around somebody who's left-handed, they're like, oh, you're left-handed too, and then we talk about it. So there's not a whole lot to talk about.
Well, here's why. Only 10% of Americans are left-handed.
Wow.
Yeah. That's about 36 million Americans. Also, men more likely to be left-handed than women are. And that number may be so low because it's only fairly recently that being left-handed was something that you were allowed to do when you were a kid.
Like in school, you're saying they would make sure you swap hands.
Yeah, switch hands. I'm not making this up. In fact, I know there are people listening, some older cats listening right now, that had being left-handed beaten out of them when they were kids. My grandpa was left-handed, and he went to Catholic school.
I was just going to say, is that more of a Catholic school thing?
Well, I think it was an everyone thing, but it showed up a lot in Catholic school, where they would, if he wrote with his left hand, they would hit him with a ruler in the hand until he wrote with his right hand.
Well, it was like seen as like a bad thing.
Yeah,
right?
The
sin.
The left hand is a hand of the devil. Okay. That's why you don't write with your left hand.
Yeah.
Good to know.
This didn't happen to you when you were a kid?
No, it did not.
Were you already too far gone? Is that why they just let you go?
I remember, I don't know why I remember this, but I remember sitting in like a room writing, like being taught how to write and stuff, and I was mirroring the person on the other side who was using their right hand, and I just had my left hand, and I, probably right-handed actually, but I didn't do it correctly.
That actually makes perfect sense as far as you as a personality. But tell me if you've had this experience. Even right-handed people, when they see you throw a ball or write, they have to comment, oh, you're left-handed?
Yes.
Every single time.
But doesn't that make you, like, fun and unique?
Me? Yeah, that's what makes me fun and unique.
I don't know, because it's so rare, that's why people feel the need to point it out.
No,
it doesn't feel that rare, though, because it gets pointed out all the time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, like, for example, we went and threw out a first pitch at the Red Wings game this year, right? And we put a video up of it of us goofing around. There are 15 comments on that video. You're left-handed? You're left-handed? Oh, my God, you're left-handed? Are you sure you're left-handed? And I know all you lefties are out there. It really does feel like we get treated differently when people find out that you're left-handed.
But people aren't saying it as a bad thing, though. They're not like, oh, ooh, you're left-handed, ooh.
Okay, no,
they're simply just pointing it out.
It's just weird. I don't want to be singled out, Kimmy. I want to live normal life just like the rest of you right-handed people. And here's what right-handed people don't understand, and Timmy can back me up on this. Being left-handed kind of sucks because everything in the world is
made. You're always bumping into somebody. Yes. Like, I remember that was the issue in school. Like, if you sat at a table for whatever reason and you were sitting next to a left-handed person, like, you'd always bump elbows or, like, it just never worked quite right.
Most of what I do is right-handed because you have to adapt to society, basically.
Pens, notebooks, remotes for the TV, your phone. believe it or not, is designed for right-handed people. Like, for example, I use my phone with my left hand, and my thumb, all the important stuff with your thumb is on this side of the phone. So, like, I have, like, stretch with my giant-ass thumb.
Great thumb tendons over here as well.
Straight up. It's also harder. Do you wear a watch, Timmy?
No.
Okay, so it's harder to wear a watch because I wear a watch on my right hand because I'm left-handed. So, and, like, the dial is always digging into my wrist because it goes the opposite way. Like, design a left-handed watch, for God's sakes. I would like to see a left-handed watch every once in a while. It's also super expensive. If your kid plays sports and is left-handed.
Right, because the equipment's different, depending on what sport they're playing, right?
Yeah, like if you have a bunch of kids, let's say you have a couple of kids and they play softball or baseball. Well, if one of them's a lefty, you got to buy a whole bunch of new stuff. Same with hockey. If one of your kids are lefty, they're not sharing sticks all the way down. You got to go buy other sticks.
You can't even be a catcher in baseball. A left-handed catcher's glove, good luck.
You got it. You can play first base and that's about it. It's over.
Yeah.
It sucks, Skip. You don't understand.
I don't.
You don't understand being singled out like that. And I do remember in class when I was a kid, like, it was always pointed out, like, this is a different person. Look at how different. Did that happen to you when you were a kid?
Oh, the lefties sit in this side of the room and right with this way, so you're not bumping elbows with the other people next to you. You have to sit in it. Like, you have to operate in a different manner than the rest of society just to fit in. It does not, and then you don't fit in because of it.
I'm convinced that my left shoulder is all screwed up because of the way I do. You drive with your left hand?
Yes.
Okay, so do you drive with your left hand or your right hand?
I feel like both.
You drive, okay,
if
you have one hand on the wheel,
yeah.
What is the most comfortable hand on the wheel?
I think it's the left only because I'm usually, if I'm like switching the radio or something, it's with the right, so.
Because I'm driving strictly with my right hand, I'm getting in an accident. I don't think I know how to do just one hand, right hand.
So to Timmy's point, I will drive with my left hand and I'll rest my elbow like on the, you know, side of the thing. And I will cramp, like my shoulder is shot now because, and I'm convinced it's because I'm always like this for my entire life when I'm driving around. It sucks, Kimmy. You don't understand.
Have you ever met anybody who's ambidextrous, but they like still kind of favor their left hand? Do they do that just to be different? Because if you can use both hands, why not go right?
That's a good question. Because you're right. Life would be easier just using the right hand. I don't know. I'm always convinced ambidextrous people are actually left-handed.
And they just learned.
They were, well, because, like, you know, the power of watching other people do things is, I mean, okay, watching other people do things is more powerful than you think it is. Like, to Timmy's point, he was just mirroring somebody else do something.
Yeah.
Like, for example, you know, I boxed as a kid. I boxed right-handed because I was too afraid when they were showing everybody how to do this the first time to be like, I'm different. So I don't do it the way that I should.
So you're saying ambidextrous people are just very self-conscious?
Yes.
Left-handed boxers are actually a cheat code.
Yeah, no.
You never see it coming.
Wish I would have known that when the first day of boxing when they were teaching us how to do stuff. Walter writes us on Instagram, Duffy at WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Says, I injured my right hand years ago, had to wipe my ass with my left hand, still do it to this day. Thanks, Walter.
Is being a lefty genetic? Like, do you have a parent that's a lefty?
So my grandfather was, my dad's not. He's right-handed. Is that genetic? You want to Google that, Timmy?
Sure.
Is your dad left-handed?
He is not. Both of my grandparents were, but I don't
maybe
know.
Maybe it skips a generation.
Could be weird like that. Kelly writes us, I write right, kick left, shoot a gun left, shoot pool left, shoot bow right. What the hell am I? I'm left eye dominant. You're a weirdo, Kelly. That's what you are.
She does a lot of activity, so it's a lot of stuff.
Says girl who does nothing.
I know.
I get high. Do you smoke with your left or your right hand?
Usually the right.
Okay, there you go. Is your husband right-handed, too?
Yeah.
So you're a right-handed family all the way down?
Yep, righties.
I was hoping that one of my kids was going to be left-handed, and I never got that. That didn't happen. I wanted to share that uniqueness.
You were hoping? Oh. Okay.
I wanted to share the uniqueness with one of them.
Yeah.
Because they do say that left-handed people, and I don't know if this is true, are more creative than right-handed people are, just how your brain works.
I think that's what they tell us, so we feel better about being different.
Okay. That's very possible.
Yeah, maybe you got more compliments than the average person.
If I'm playing darts or something, and I'm left-handed, people think that I'm better at it because I'm left-handed. I'm not even good at darts. But because it's coming from a different angle or a different side, it's just, like, it wows people.
All right, is being left-handed genetic, Timmy?
It is a very small role in determining left-handedness. So, no.
Okay. Because if it is all nurture, not nature, where, like, it's the stuff that you're...
Just what you learned as you were developing.
Well, no, because even when you have a kid, and parents will know this, right? Like, the doctor will tell you to watch which hand your kid is the most dominant with, right?
How do you know?
Well, it's just, you know, what
they grab,
what,
like,
they grab,
reach with,
how they lift themselves up
yeah.
to try and figure out if they're left or right-handed.
Okay. Why I'm surprised you wanting your kid to be left-handed. Okay, other hand.
Well, no, I'm
trying to force it.
So actually, someone brings up here, they wrote us on Instagram. Let me pull it up. I'm sorry. Zach writes us on Instagram, said, saw an interview with Tua Tagovailoa's dad, the reason we started having this conversation. Said he forced Tua to be a lefty because his dad was a lefty.
Oh.
So maybe you can force kids when they're little to be left or right-handed. And if that's the case, you should be forcing your kids to be right-handed so the world is more comfortable.
Well, I wonder then if dads who are really into baseball are forcing their kids to throw out their left hand.
It makes sense.
Batting left-handed is definitely an advantage because most people are right-handed, so you're facing the opposite hand pitching.
You know, after the conversation we had in the first break, we shouldn't be having this conversation about forcing your kid to go a certain way, right? Because we're just breeding psycho dads. Hambone writes us on Instagram, left-handed people almost is true. My mom's left-handed. Me and my sister are right-handed. Two out of three kids are left-handed. The third one is ambidextrous, but favors is right. We just get Hambone's full family story there.
Yeah.
All right, so I guess what I'm trying to say is, if you are left-handed, you feel the pain that Timmy and I feel. If you're not left-handed, stop treating us like zoo animals, man. We're just like you. We just favor a different hand, and we don't like it.
Oh, look at you go,
it really
you
is.
Left-handers.
No, it's like they saw a Care Bear. Like, it's just treat us like a normal person. Let's take a break.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
A small town city, it has its positives and it has its negatives. A positive is that most people that live here have gotten to experience all the cool stuff that we have to offer. The negative is you can run out of cool stuff to do, Kimmy.
Sure.
That is, unless you're someone like Kimmy who has just decided to skip a few major things. Unless everyone in Rochester has a place that everyone else has gone to that you've never actually experienced.
Mm-hmm.
You're hanging out in the break. We're Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, Tommy's still visiting family with his wife off on a jet plane. Kimmy in the big girl chair. Terrible Time Timmy behind the board. And it is Ernie Clement Day. If you were watching the live stream, both Timmy and I in our Ernie Clement jerseys. Big game 7 tonight. Brighton Grand. Let's go Blue Jays.
Didn't even plan it.
No, we didn't.
We did not.
That actually makes me sad that we did not plan this and it just happened organically. So the Little Theater on East Avenue across from 10 NBC there, right there.
Mm-hmm.
It is celebrating its 96th anniversary this year. So 10NBC went over, talked to some folks who work at the Little Theater, and they said the theater opened literally right before the stock market crashed in 1929. Yet somehow it survived, and it has been a Rochester institution.
Oh, yeah.
That everyone who lives in Rochester has been to at some point.
Yep.
Right, Kimmy?
Yeah, so when I saw the story, I go, wow, you know, that place is really cool. And then I thought, I've never been to that place.
You've never been to the Little
Theater. And it was so weird for like to have that realization when I was reading that story, because I feel like I have, just based on how many times we've talked about it, how many people I know that have gone and heard their experiences. And then I was thinking about it, I'm like, I've never stepped foot inside that place.
How is it possible?
I don't know. I don't know. Especially, and my husband has. He's gone to watch like music documentaries there, and I've never been.
Okay, Kimmy, like you especially, you have lived. I get someone like that lives in the burbs.
I know.
I
don't know how I have not been, but somehow I've managed to avoid it to this point in life.
Here's how you know if you're really, really sad. Terrible time, Timmy, behind the board for us this morning. Have you been to the Little Theater?
Only to buy a gift card. So, so no.
Still counts.
You've been inside. That's more than
that. Wait, you've never even been inside?
No,
the
I've never
you've
even
never
stepped
been to
inside.
You've never been to the bar?
I've like walked past it a bajillion times. I've seen pictures of it. I know exactly where it is. I've never been in. I've never been there for any reason.
Do you not watch movies?
I mean, I do, but I've never gone. I know.
Okay.
I know. I'm upset with myself.
Well, you know, there's no rule against you.
I should go. I just haven't.
Okay.
Haven't gotten around to experiencing it.
All right. Are you one of these people that thinks that all the things that play at the Little Theater are like too highbrow for you?
Yeah, kind of.
Why?
I just told you my husband's gone a dozen times to watch like these deep cut dead The Grateful Dead documentaries.
Okay, look, the Little Theater
might have been Dead and Company too. I don't know.
The Little Theater has its like highbrow movies, but they also show regular ass movies. For example,
no, I know
they're doing like a horror movie thing. Like they're showing Sinners at the Little Theater. The Haley
Steinfeld.
Thank you. I almost said Bieber.
Ellen, right?
Yes. Haley Steinfeld, Ellen movie. I saw Napoleon Dynamite at the Little Theater.
Yeah, I'm disappointed in myself.
All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Does everyone in Rochester have an iconic Rochester landmark place they have never been to? Like a place that everyone's gone. Think like the Strong Museum, Blue Cross Arena, Auditorium Theater, Jenny Brewhouse, Eastman House, Innovative Field. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Timmy, what is the most iconic place in Rochester you've never stepped foot into?
Kodak Theater.
Would we consider that an iconic place?
I mean, it's been around a long time.
But it's only fairly recently that I...
That it was... That
like,
it has
uses, like,
as many
venue.
Shows yeah. as it does.
Because
yeah.
that was just something they used as part of the business.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But I do feel like with both my parents working at Kodak, maybe I've been there more than most people.
Okay.
Because of my parents working there. So maybe there are a lot of people that didn't even know it existed.
Is there another one that you haven't been to yet? Is it just the Little Theater?
I feel like it's really just the Little Theater. I feel like I've experienced everything else in Rochester. It's just one of those things where, like, I think you take for granted because, again, it's just there all the time. You always think, well, I'll get to it eventually, and then you never do.
Oh, like you're even conscious of wanting to go to the Little Theater?
Yeah, I'd like to go to the Little Theater.
You could just go to the Little Theater.
I know.
Okay. So I do have one, and this... I've never been to the Susan B. Anthony House.
Really?
Yeah. Like, when do you cover...
Well, you know what it is? I feel like I've covered a lot of those bases just in school field trips. So I guess if you never went to those places as a kid, you probably never thought to go to it as an adult.
And that's just it. I would argue that the educational places, the George Eastman House, the Susan B. Anthony House, all this stuff with Frederick Douglass, like, if you never went there as a kid, when are there days where you can carve out, like, an afternoon to go educate yourself on, you know, history?
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to go on a date to the Susan B. Anthony House.
I mean, I guess you could.
Okay, would that be a good date? Because that would seem like I'm trying too
hard. I would get to know the person a little bit before making that move.
Well, let's
see what they're into.
Well, I would have a hard time finding a woman that would be like, we shouldn't vote.
But not as a first date. You know, I'm not that you wouldn't want to go, but like this is a weird place to take me up front.
All right, here's the thing.
Yeah.
Here, what I'm thinking as a man, like let's say, you know, my wife, if our, you know, we're dating 6 months.
Yeah.
And I go, hey, let's go to the Susan B. Anthony House. I would think that makes me look like I'm trying too hard.
Yeah.
I'm glad you ladies could vote. Let's go to the Susan B. Anthony house and celebrate, everybody.
I don't know. I think a museum date could be kind of fun. That's a very specific thing you're going for, though.
Okay. Let's talk about museum date.
So, well, the thing is, the Rochester Museum and Science Center, they do a really good job of putting on, like, unique events at those places, which would make for good date nights.
Sure. But, like, when we talk about, like, the planetarium,
you're
going to watch, like, you know, the Stones or the Beatles or Taylor Swift music to laser lights. Yeah. I don't look at that as, like, a museum date. I don't think a museum date would be a good date.
You don't think?
You want to go walk through a museum with your husband?
I have.
Did you have fun?
Yeah, but it was, like, one of those event things where they had, like, food and stuff,
okay,
too.
That's not the same thing. I'm talking, like, you're, well, you're like,
no,
looking
I don't think we've ever just
art
gone
or artifact
on, a down day, no.
Yeah. Why would, I mean, I get that there are people that are into that kind of thing, but I would expose myself immediately as a total idiot. I don't want to do that. You don't want my take on, like, you know, a mask they found somewhere in South America?
But you'd really get to know a lot about a person and their thoughts on things.
Again, I don't know if that's a positive. Like, Timmy, would you be in your element walking around a museum with a woman?
I don't know if I'm ever in my element, especially with a woman, so... I would give it a shot, see what happens.
Okay, and this is why Timmy is as single as he is because he's willing to go on museum dates. Like, for example, 252WCMF, I see you guys on hold. We're talking about the Little Theater, 96th anniversary this year, and Kimmy, in watching the story last night, realizes she's never been.
Yeah.
Rochester Landmark, never been to the Little Theater. My wife and I had to go to, like, a work event she had at the George Eastman House.
Yeah.
And as part of the George Eastman House event, it was open for you to go walk around. And if you've never been inside the George Eastman House, it is remarkable. Like, they keep most of it.
It's beautiful.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it is a walk back in time to how people lived and all of his accomplishments and what he did. It is really, really cool. And she got pissed at me because I couldn't stop making jokes about George Eastman and all of the things.
Oh, trying to be a funny guy, huh?
It's what I do. I can't help it.
All right, so maybe first museum date, not great for you.
We were married 14 years, and she was not having a good date.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Good thing you didn't take her to a museum.
But that's what, there is no point in our relationship where a museum date would be a good idea.
Well, that's because you're trying too hard. Got to be jokey joke guy all the time.
252WCMF. Let's talk to Steve. Hey, Steve, how are you, buddy?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good, man. What do you got for us?
Yeah, I've never, Memorial Art Gallery, I've never been to.
Okay.
Or the Strong Museum of Play.
Do you have kids?
I do not.
All right.
We were supposed to go when I was a kid, but I ended up getting sick.
That is very disappointing.
All right, Steve, how old are you, buddy?
39.
All right, so they have, like, adult nights for the Strong Museum of Play. You got to go check it out. It might be the coolest thing we have here in Rochester.
Those are really fun.
Really?
I'm telling you, man. Go ahead, Steve.
I've always been into sports and going. I've just been looking to expand other things to do. So
sure. Well, look, a little advice from us: if you go, don't talk much, but like, go to one of those adult nights. It'll be a really good time, Steve. I promise.
Yeah, sounds good.
All right, there goes Steve. Yeah, maybe we shouldn't have suggested this.
To his point, I must have gone to the Strong Museum as a kid, but it was much different when we were kids. So when I went a couple years ago for Terry, who was just on the show with us when she was retiring.
Yep.
I went there, and that was the first time I had been there in probably 20 years, and it was amazing.
Look, I got very lucky.
Experiencing those things sometimes as an adult is a completely different... You have a whole new appreciation for it.
You're 100% right, because I got very lucky. My kids were growing up as they were remaking that thing into what it is now. And if you have not been in forever, it's gorgeous. But if I didn't have kids at my age now, I would think that's not a place I would want to be. I'm telling you, no matter how old you are, that Strong Museum of Play is one of the coolest places you will ever walk into.
Maybe like with some of these Rochester staples, you do need to go back and experience it as an adult, because I only have like vague memories of most of these things as a kid, and it's probably nothing of significance. It was just like something I thought was cool at the time.
No, it's a good take.
Yeah.
Like, Timmy, what was your favorite Rochester history field trip you took when you were younger? Do you remember?
I think it might be the Strong Museum.
You guys got to go on a field trip to the Strong Museum of Play?
Hell yeah. I bought all the olive oil at that Wegmans.
Okay. Man, we had the worst field
trips. I don't think I went to the Strong as a... field trip.
Like, I'm not kidding. Like, elementary school in the Gates Chi Lai Central School District, like, I had a blast over there. Don't get me wrong, right? But, like, we only went to the Dolomite Pit.
Yeah, we never got to see that. I've never seen that. I don't know if you consider that something you need to see.
It's a big hole in the ground at Gates. No, but, like, We didn't. I never went on the Erie Canal as a kid. I've never been on the Erie Canal in a boat.
Yeah, I know. That's something you should check off your list. That is one of the things that I'd like to experience as an adult, because I only got to experience it as a kid.
We never went to the Susan B. Anthony House, and then we went to the Challenger thing, but I told the story. I got picked to be the astronaut, and I was too fat to get in the suit, so I couldn't be the astronaut.
But you got to go with your daughter.
I did.
But, so you did get to see it from a different perspective.
But I was still too fat to get in the suit, because now I was in my 30s. Sad. Yeah, I know. It's a very sad thing. You know, speaking about the whole educational aspect and how it can be weird as an adult to do the educational thing, is there money in something like that?
Adult field trips.
Well, yeah, like let's say we've talked about
the field trip you missed.
We've talked about tours, Kimmy, that are very popular.
Sure.
Food tours in Rochester that sell out. We talked on Friday about a very popular ghost walk that happened over the weekend. If some historical sites in Rochester, Susan B. Anthony House, George Eastman, places like that, got together and did a day-long adult field trip, put some booze in there, you think that'd be popular?
I think so. I think it would be good, too, because it would also kind of force you to put it on your schedule. Because I think a reason you avoid a lot of this stuff is you just think, well, like, I'll get to it someday. There's no rush. It'll always be there.
Sure.
And if you have it like an official thing where like you have money invested, you might actually get out and go to it.
All right, Timmy, you're a single guy.
Would you
pay for a ticket to go to the Susan B. Anthony House, High Falls, the Eastman House, and you get to ride on the Erie Canal all in one day?
Sure.
That's a no.
I don't know if I would do it alone, but like if I'm going out in like a group adventure, yeah, I would hop on that.
Okay, see, that's the problem with our idea. This would have to be a couples thing. Because if you, no one like Timmy's going by himself, and thank goodness.
You could paint it as a singles thing.
Do I want to meet people that want to go?
I mean, you're there, so you're going to meet people like you.
Okay,
right?
But like I don't like people like me. Like I don't want to meet some, I'm there to.
I don't want to meet me.
No, like it's a good question because you're right. You are sharing these interests with people.
Yeah, they're there for the same reason.
But I also have an idea in my head of what those people are and look like.
Timmy?
Well, no. Yeah. I like to think of myself as not a nerd, even though I would be interested in this stuff. And I don't know if...
Well, you might eliminate the nerds because they've already done it. Like if you're, let's say you're somebody who's really, really into history or like the know-it-alls, you're going to eliminate them because they've already been there, done that.
Okay.
They're not going to go on a tour, like an adult field trip because they've already experienced it.
Okay. But they still may want to go to be know-it-all person
Maybe.
While they're on the boat.
I don't know.
Tom writes us, as long as you've been to Tahoe's and the Great House of Guitars, you are a Rochesterian. Have you been to the Hog?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
What did you go to the Hog for?
I went as a kid. My dad... from around the court. I remember going to it as a kid. I haven't been in a long time.
You should go back.
Yeah.
It's bigger than you remember.
Okay.
Go buy a guitar, Kimmy. Get yourself some talent. Let's take a break.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at how I met your mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.